Why Does This Have to Be So Hard? By Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2.
We dread news that it's going to be bad news. More delays, more paperwork, a problem with the authorities from the country you are adopting from, expenses you hadn't considered, etc. The list can go on and on. You may find you are asking yourself why. If adoption is a concept that God ordained and set into motion, isn't it easier? Of course, some adoptions do seem to go much smoother than others. There are so many variables with each adoption. One could never predict the ease or the time frame in which it will all be accomplished. The fact is, we live in a fallen world. There is greed, corrupt governments, changes in rules and rulers, and the necessity to put into place some protective order for the orphans. It can all take time and can be very expensive. The biggest factor, though, is the warfare. If adoption is a glorious picture of our spiritual adoption, then we can assume the enemy will do what he can to thwart any adoption. He will do all that he can to discourage you and your adoption. Our enemy isn't government authorities, mounds of paperwork, adoption attorneys, or the calendar. On our first visit to Ukraine for the adoption of our son, one order of business we had to take care of was getting the consent of our son's grandparents. We didn't think that would be a problem. Though they were not able to care for their grandson, they informed our translator that they would not give their consent. Our faithful translator let out a huge sigh and said, "Without this consent, there is no adoption." After months of the process and thousands of dollars, our hopes for this boy were unraveling on a goat-lined, dusty dirt road. We got back into the car and my husband began to pray fervently. I too prayed. I could sense my husband sitting next to me in the cramped little car fighting like crazy on his spiritual knees for this boy. After about an hour of bumping along the dusty road, our translator received another call. The grown son of the grandparents was calling, telling us to come back. He had talked to his parents, and they were now in agreement. We wasted no time. Dodging potholes and dogs, we finally found their little home. They stood in their front yard waiting. They looked precious in their old clothes and sweet, gentle faces. I reached out my hand to the grandmother, and she hugged me. Once inside, they treated us with immense hospitality. We assured them that their grandson would receive our unconditional love and that we would do all that we could to assure him a future. Grandmother wrote out her consent while grandfather showed us family pictures. They lovingly gave us a few family photos to keep for our son. Our translator wasted no time. We were whisked away. We'd experienced a miracle. Yes, Grandma and Grandpa changed their minds, but that was only because God saw to it. There was warfare that day, and my husband especially went to battle, and God was, as always, victorious. God wasn't caught off guard. He never is by the delays, unexpected expenses, or issues with government authorities, or even grandparents who don't understand. He is our unshakable rock, our provider, and He will fight for us.